Hello, this is Lisa Russick with the podcast We Are All Psychic, and today we have Julia back.
All right.
Let's hear some drum beats and give us those eyes, Julia. You know, the eyes. You're not going to give us the eyes? Come on, don't be coy. Oh, you did it.
I was drumming.
You're doing both. You can drum and do both. Yeah, I got to try it.
I got to drum within arm's distance always.
You always do, don't you? But do you still think we're all psychic?
I do, absolutely, and I think it's really getting undeniable right now.
You're absolutely right, and that is exactly what we're talking today about, listeners and watchers. This is a video podcast on Spotify, and if you don't remember Julia, it's because you haven't listened to her podcast. She has two with us, right? You have two with us already?
I think so.
Hey, I do two. I know we have two. I can think of two off the top of my head, but I can't think of... But listeners, and if you're not a watcher yet, you should watch a video on Spotify because AI made us some beautiful backgrounds. And that's just magic to me. And, you know, they kind of make me think, you know, what would somebody maybe 300 years ago think if they saw that those pictures of on Zoom, like these pictures we have as our backgrounds? What would they think was going on? And, you know, it's kind of like that with the psychic stuff right now. Right?
This is going to look weird.
And we're like going back. I love that you're playing along. I think it's awesome. So, you know, we in sync. We're a boy band.
We worked on this choreography for weeks.
Weeks. So Julia, but she was talking about, like, you know, the ascension symptoms, the awakening symptoms. And for me, I don't always feel comfortable calling it an awakening, or someone on a podcast called it a reawakening, which I feel good about. Or ascension, like the ascension symptoms, you know, indicates a belief that we're all going to ascend into another, hope to God, a different kind of society, in my case, if that's real. I don't really know what I believe, but I know it's happening everywhere. And people, when you, right before this podcast, she listed off some things that everybody kind of experiences when your psychic senses are waking up and you're affected by your energies and other people's energies. And I was like, oh, yeah, we've never really talked about that before. So, yeah, describe to the listeners and watchers why you even want to talk about this.
Yeah, we get tangled up in the words because there's so many different YouTube channels out there that have their variation, I think, on using these words. What is awakening, great awakening, spiritual unfoldment? To me, it's an expansion of consciousness, and it's a natural expression of where we are, what humanity is growing into. You know, it's like we're expanding our consciousness, our intuitive base, our awareness. And as that's popping, there's more psychic abilities. People feeling disconnected, like, I used to be okay with going to my cubicle every day and doing my job, but now I'm thinking maybe there's something else that I should be doing, reevaluating what they're doing.
And feeling it, though, not just reevaluating it, but feeling at work, maybe things get to you more. And
exactly. Like, I feel like I don't fit in.
That, yes.
Some people having maybe health shifts.
Yes.
Like, I always have to say first, reach out to your doctor when you need to, of course. And additionally, some of the symptoms that I'm seeing and I'm seeing with my clients is like a little dizziness, sometimes a little dizziness before bed or right before awakening as you're coming and going from the body, headaches, a little nausea, even some tremors. I mean, again, go to a doctor when you need to.
But, oh, yeah. You hit every angle, listeners. Hit everyone.
there's additionally, on this psychic level, this is really starting to pop for people right now.
It's happening. Carrying pain in places that you don't have any symptoms in the scans for. There's nothing proving it. Anything's there, as what I've had with some of the symptoms I had last fall and for years. On x-rays, it showed stuff, but on an MRI, it didn't.
Yes, it's the mystery symptoms.
Mystery symptoms, yes.
You get all the
tests. Nothing causing this.
The tests say you're perfectly fine, check, 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 but you're like, I don't feel fine.
Right.
It's going to be okay.
For me, I think some of the symptoms, like when I was starting to deal with this stuff, most of them were perception-based for me. I would doubt my perception because it was so far out. you know, having a psychic insight, if you've never really paid attention to them and they're in your face, you know, and other people are telling you, no, that's not real. And they're lying to you because they know you're trying to work on this stuff. And they, you know, that's the kind of people I was around when I started using and working with the energy. And it was like a lot of mental distortion because the noise from other people that I really respected and loved didn't want me to know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Look back. So they didn't like it. You know, they didn't want me getting into this stuff because they were up to something. Maybe.
Yeah. So if somebody out there is saying, well, I'm not psychic, I'm not clairvoyant, there could have been something like that along the way where, like, imagine a kid that's naturally psychic, because kids are usually like 0 to 8. They come in, they just got here as soul, you know, just came in. I'm here. And they remember for a while until it gets kind of programmed out. And they also can see, oh, there's my deceased grandmother I never met coming to tuck me in at night.
Yeah.
But imagine if that child growing up, if that was invalidated, you know, which usually it is, honestly.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Yeah. If it's invalidated enough, like you love the parent and they're saying that's not safe to see that. To see that, and you go, okay, I love you, I'm trying to be like you, so I'm not seeing that person at the bottom of my bed. You're not there. I'm not seeing you.
So true. That's so true. Yeah.
So yeah, with what you were just saying about psychic abilities are really popping for people.
Popping is a good way to put it.
So yeah, like, do you see with your clients like deja vu, or somebody goes, I'm having prophetic dreams. I'm seeing that a little.
And people
more
are finding out about their heritages through these dreams. Some of them who, like, for example, people who are working through family issues are having dreams about past lives. And I already know they're starting to work with energy because a lot of my clients do come to work with me because I love that when they are ready for that. I want them. Hey, I want to help, you know, and so I'm watching them go through and find some of their histories of their families when they haven't ever really looked into it before. And they're finding, you know, like doulas and midwives and witches, stuff like that in their history, you know, and they didn't know where they were in their family, or if they did suspect there was a history, it's on mom's side. And look, it's on dad's or something like that, you know, and they're finding out maybe some kind of bloodline thing that has to do with, or they're curious about that, too, I've noticed. You know, looking at themselves. They're looking at themselves. What am I? Where did I come from? And what am I about? That's the best thing, you know?
Well, if they're hitting some of those past lives where they were.
Yes.
They were harmed from seeing, like, okay, that's goes against our religion or our group ideals. You're not safe. And maybe you got hurt back then. Then this time, while those abilities are starting to open up naturally, which they are, it's natural, and there's all this astrology and everything. You can talk to other people about that part.
I do know some of the astrology going on right now. This is causing this. Aries isn't, Mars just went into Aries, and today is May 1st, everybody. May 1st, sorry. And it's 2024, and it is a very crazy May Day. This is May Day, right? May 1st. It's also Beltane. So anybody who celebrates the Beltane, and if you don't know what that is, you just thank the fairies. Just say thank you, fairies. That's all you have to do.
And it's also that time of year that Lisa has a birthday.
I did have a birthday. It's Beltane. And it is Beltane is, I think, from what I understand, is April 30th at sunset to May 1st at sunrise. Is that right? So that's what Beltane is. And it's supposed to be usually a Wiccan or a pagan holiday that celebrates the fairies. And the veil being thin with the elements in the spring. So that's when they celebrate it. So if anybody had any kind of weird stuff happen last night, it's because it was my birthday. Not Beltane.
There's also a 3 spring linked festivals going on, which is like a spiritual high point. The Wesak festival just happened, I think, a week ago, Tuesday or something.
Really? Okay.
Which has said, like, the lesson plans for the year come down spiritually.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it's seen as the pinnacle of the year spiritually by many. And this is not a religion. It's
like a pagan belief, kind of.
It's more looking at the energies impacting Earth and how they impact humanity. And
okay. Yeah. Yeah. So energies are nuts.
Yeah. So that's on top of, you know, Easter starts the festivals. And anyway, that's going on, these astrological things. Just like this spring, it's hot. It's really hot. But the thing is, it's like the wind's at your sails, folks. So this
is good. I love that perspective. Yeah.
This is a good time. You know, we're talking about abilities waking up, what can get in the way of them. Like if you had past lives that it wasn't safe to have them up. If you had earlier in life where somebody said, you're not seeing that kid, you know,
or don't talk about it.
What if you're seeing something that you're not authorized to see?
Yeah.
And you're just, as a kid, you're just blurting it out. And they're like, you're not supposed to know about that other girlfriend. You know?
Exactly.
And, you know, they might throw a lot of energy. Don't look.
You don't understand what you're seeing. It's not true.
A kid wouldn't. Yeah. And so you go, you love that person. You go, okay, I'm not ever going to see again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's another one opening up a lot for people too, is sensitivities. Right?
Yeah,
this is my wheelhouse. I work with a lot of sensitives, highly sensitive people, empaths and stuff, because you can adjust that. You don't have to run away and hide, folks.
Exactly.
You can adjust your energy. Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And that's why I love it when you come here and talk about that, because you're like right there showing everybody how to do what they're already doing and showing them how they can get better at it and better at it. And you work a lot with people and you do it. I mean, I've seen you've done it with me. You've taught me stuff in our first podcast. I think I was like, wow, you know, she's like the psychic. I think that's what we called it. The psychic.
I think you did. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's just an example that you can make a living helping people learn how to use their psychic energy right now. Have you ever been able to do that? Ever? Anyone? I mean, really, maybe a few coaches out there really do successfully, and local places, they'll have someone who will teach someone who's interested, you know, people who are interested kind of traditionally. But now it's just everywhere.
Well, what I love about this style is it's a step-by-step method for opening up your abilities. And it's technical, it's mechanical. You go, you sit, have your awareness here, you're looking at your viewing screen here, you see this, you set up that. And it's very different than I think when I started spiritual stuff. I thought, well, I just read books and I take classes and I go, okay, kind of put this and that and the other thing together and ta-da, spiritual. It was spiritual.
Yeah.
But this became very different for me when I started taking the actual clairvoyant training back in the 90s and learning this. And it's like, the more you read and the more you see, the more there is to see.
That's so true.
The more I understand myself and others, and I can get more neutral, like, okay, that person's freaking out. All right, well.
Now, yeah, that neutrality thing is something I'm working on with my relationships in particular, just all kinds of relationships.
Oh, that's grad school.
So, yeah, that's like a big one.
Neutrality in relationship, that's grad school stuff.
That's where I am right now, but I don't think I'm ready for grad school. It's a tough one, but I'm trying. And I was just thinking, I did a podcast earlier today outside about how there's a lot of loneliness that I feel. And I think a lot of us working and beginning too with the energy, you talked about that, where you feel so different. It's a lonely feeling.
And that's a big one too. Yeah, that's on my list here for sure. Signs of awakening or shift in consciousness, feeling out of place, like I don't belong. I don't belong in this family. I don't belong in this job. I don't belong on this planet.
Right, exactly. That's
yes, you do. And if you're aware of that sentence, then you've got a light to shine here. Shine it.
Yes. And if you don't, like, get aware of that sentence. No, you are too. Everybody is. We all have a goal here, I think. And we can choose it. I do believe we can choose our destiny, the way we get to our destiny. And I think that's where our free will comes into play. I think we'll all get to our destiny no matter what, I hope. I think that's, if it were a game, like people say, this is just like an accelerated way to get through the game so you don't have to come back and play, right?
Don't you find one of the interesting things about reading and looking at somebody is, one, we're more powerful than you realize.
Yes.
When you look at somebody as the soul they are, not just the body, personality, ego problems that we run into, but you look at them on a soul imprint and you go, oh, whoa, yeah. That person's
they're
really
powerful. They're beautiful. Powerful. They're amazing. They can do anything. And you probably live, many of you who are bringing into your senses, awakening them up or starting to work with what you've already been seeing and now you're accepting it or whatever your situation is. I agree with you there. You will notice that exact thing, you know? I found that with the loneliness in particular, doing this podcast has helped. I have met so many people just hearing other perspectives. Like, you know, all y'all listen to psychic podcasts, like listen to a lot of them, listen to all of them and, you know, look for a coach or, you know, if you like Julia, yeah, there's one right here. She's perfect. And, you know, it's amazing that that's even a thing. And like another thing, and tell us more about your list. I'm excited about it. I want to hear more like things because I really went through all of these and I still do sometimes.
Well, just to piggyback what you were talking about, depression.
Depression, big one.
Where isolation, loneliness, people feel like down and out. Here it's like you might feel like, I think I'm destined for something really cool, but and then it just kind of the air goes out of your balloon, like, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not really. When I've experienced that, I mean, you could fill out the little questionnaire, how do you feel 1 through 5 and go, okay, you're depressed. But but it's like, no, I'm not depressed. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm here to do. But you hit all this energy in the world that says, don't do that.
Yeah, maybe there is so much popping psychic energy right now. People popping their little psychic antennas out. Woo.
Yeah.
I think it's happening because maybe there's so much hate in the world. And right now, it seems like. In our culture, in our societies, on the other side of the world, they're fighting and there's battles, wars and starvation. And, you know, I mean, maybe that's why so many people, hopefully it could be a reason. Maybe they're getting aware that they're innocent people just dying for no reason, really no reason. And people suffering for no reason. It's ridiculous that the world, there's starvation anywhere in the world, unless there is a traumatic event that just happened, you know, like, I mean, a chaotic, like not war, you know, a natural disaster or something, but it's just unbelievable that, you know, and I think a lot of people are thinking more compassionately about society now. And that's part of the psychic awakening. If you want, you know, the senses you're aware of, you can feel it globally. I can tell you're one of those people. I'm not like that, but you can feel like the energy of, like, they call it a collective or everybody around. So do you think that could be something? Cause I can kind of pick up that energy of hatred, but it's not like, I don't have that global sense like you do. And like some people do, you know?
Yeah. I'm very tuned in on like broadband awareness, you know? So for me, like broadband telepathy is one of the things I have interest in. And I see it as like a discontent with the status quo.
Yeah.
So things that have been going on, business as usual forever, are not okay anymore.
No.
And it may present as anger, dissatisfaction and all that because there's discontent. Like we can't bribe people's in public officials. We can't, you know, like just common sense things that we go, oh, well, that's the way that is. All the people in college right now that are protesting, that's, you get your finger on the pulse of where things are at. This new generation's like, wait a minute here. This is not okay with me. Yeah, I mean, so disconnection, discontent with the status quo, and college age students would be good ones to where we've got a new generation coming in that's maybe got some extra rungs of the DNA ladder connected already.
Yeah.
And they're looking around going, whoa, this place is crazy.
Yes.
What if we did this with our environment instead? What if we had this to support our waterways and our fisheries? What if we did this with our elections? What if we did this? And it's like, yes, do that.
Yes.
And when they see inconsistencies, they're like,
Yes, they see the BS. And they don't have any power to do anything because nobody respects kids, even though everything's for the kids, you know, they don't listen to them. They have great ideas. They have great insights, but most of them, and they need to be taught some things and no one's really teaching them some things. A lot of them.
Well,
figuring it out, though.
And on a psychic podcast here, we can talk about indigo and crystal.
Oh, yes. Indigo, crystal children.
Because they grow up and, you know, and they're here bringing all kinds of cool stuff. And for some of them, it's just like, be yourself, be that light and anchor it in Michigan. be yourself and anchor that light in northern Nowheresville.
Yeah.
You know, get on a committee for something.
That's what's happening here. My cat's all over me. Sorry, I am listening. But yes, exactly. And they aren't afraid to. I would have been afraid to do something like that when I was that age, you know, because of society and being a woman and being criticized and told not to and crying and stuff like that for manipulation. Yeah.
Well, we're taught right,
but they can. They're stronger, you know, because of people like you teaching them this stuff. I think
we're taught right from the beginning to fit in, right? Be like other people. You go to school, you're taught, okay, here's the book that you need to read for science class or literature class or whatever. Read the book and remember it. Now you're a good student, right? So you're just taught fit in, be like other kids, make good grades. But it's not abstract. It's not really creative. We didn't have that much creativity. When I went to school,
we had band and art, and I wasn't allowed to do either of them because I had to take the honors classes. I had to.
You already came in with extra.
I would love to have taken those art classes. I didn't know I liked artistic stuff until I was exposed to it more in college, and I did get out of the sciences and transition really quickly into the arts after about a year and a half, a year and a half. Then I couldn't really figure out what to do with it. You know, I did end up in English, but I never finished it. I went to audio school instead. It's like I always my passions. So I think I finished my audio certification. There's Gandalf in space. Let's see. It won't work. When I finished my audio certification, I did use my English non-degree. I never got the degree 5 credits away when I ran off to audio school. But I used English after studying it almost for 7 years, because every school that I changed to as I moved around and had a lot of ascension symptoms, seriously, depression, anxiety, and you were going to talk about anxiety. I would leave places. I just run away and go home. Hide for a little bit and then go somewhere else and try school again and go another place and try again. So I'd lose credits because Auburn, I went for 4 years and they were on the quarter system and everybody else was on the semester system. So I did lose a lot of credits that way. So I had to keep going to school, but I was mainly taking English classes over and over and over. I took Chaucer classes. I think I took like 3 or 4 Canterbury Tales. And I was really excited because I took Shakespeare over and over. They made me redo it every school. And I was like, favorite Shakespeare. I was like, I got to do it again. It was great.
Well, let's talk about that sensitivity for a minute, because there's a lot of people in that same boat. And I've talked to a couple of college students who came in for readings, and I could see their high level of sensitivity. And they're like, I can't go to college. I'm picking up too much around me. And what is the status of most college students? I'm worried about my grades. If I don't get the right grades, I don't get to get in the right job, or, you know, this is my whole life right here. If I don't do it right, you know,
that's a lot of pressure. That's the only decision you can make if that's presented to you that way. You know,
but what if it's not just our own anxiety we can handle, but if I'm picking up a room, what if I'm in a college room class with 100 people in it that are nervous and I'm a sensitive and I'm picking up now 100 people's stuff
and they're picking up yours and theirs and everybody else's, and it's all vibrating and bouncing around the room, you know?
this was some of the people, some college students I was talking with, and they're like, I'm too sensitive. I can't go to college. And I'm like, no. Wait. You can adjust this a little bit, adjust that a little bit. You move this here and you can do this.
Yeah.
So just because abilities are waking up doesn't mean you need to go and run away and hide.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
This is just one of your abilities, clairsentience, clear feeling. It's the ability to feel energy. It's one of the first abilities to wake up. And that's where a lot of people are right now. And so any college students out there, or anybody else, grown-ups too, I'm almost grown up. It's the same thing.
This is
a big one. Extra sensitivity right now.
Yeah.
But get some training.
I'm definitely extra sensitive about other things too. Even if you are working with the energy and you're not just opening up, I think a lot of us are sensitive to what's going on right now anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you though. Go ahead.
Well, I would just say about the sensitivities, get some training, come in. You know, I've got classes for that. This is my wheelhouse. It's what I love, helping highly sensitive people, empaths, intuitive spiritual seekers of all sorts. to help. There's definitely, there's a step-by-step thing. This is not therapy. So this is, while this registers in your emotions, right? You're in a room and you go, okay, maybe I'm in a room with 30 people, students in a class. I love this class. I love the teacher, but everybody in here is nervous about getting a good grade. And now I'm picking up 30 people's anxiety. What do I do? You can absolutely learn to adjust that.
Yes.
It's the first ability to wake up. And what we do is we reroute that energy to be more aware in our upper energy centers.
Well, probably, so I was thinking it might be the first one to wake up, because as babies, we don't have language. And we have to communicate somehow. I think as babies, we communicate other than screaming. We do try, or they do. I'm not a baby anymore. But they try to communicate energetically. And I don't think parents know it. I imagine, I've listened to other people who are, either they just naturally do it, or they're in touch with energy and they do it. But they can tell when their child needs them without the baby crying. Like, for example, so the babies have eventually learned to make noise to see if that helps, you know?
Well, there's also a cord, of course, from the parents to the child, an energy cord. Yeah, that's a correct place to have a cord, not to your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend. But yeah, from parent to a child or to a special needs person, where you need to know, oh, you know, you can tell the cord is like having a telephone line directly connected in. And usually it's into the survival of the child. So in the first chakra, often sometimes in the heart, you know, like, oh, I love my baby.
Yeah.
And that's a cord directly plugged into the parent, so that they know, oh, my baby's in the other room, and oh, I think I need to go change the diaper.
Yeah.
You know, and you just, the parent knows.
The baby's sending something, I think, for the parent.
It's transmitting information, just like a telephone. Energy,
like a clear sentence. Yeah. Love that. And I don't know, maybe some others, it's happening to you right now and you're wondering why. There's a great explanation, you know? I think that's really cool.
Make sure you let go of that cord by the time they turn 21.
Yeah,
because you'll know. I'm not saying with an energy cord.
Yeah, the energy. Let them have their energy cords to stick in other people, I guess.
Yeah, and we don't cut cords.
No. Different. Yeah, we've talked about that before. How some people say when you cord cut, you have to kind of get in there with, like, that's how my Reiki teacher kind of explained it. She taught me how to do it with Reiki. And, but you have to like seal up the little holes they come out of, you know, and solder it. I always imagine soldering it shut, you know, with my like torch, my jewelry torch kind of. Yeah. But, some people say if you just like cut the cord, the roots aren't out. And so
you can see them. They're just still sitting there. You see both ends. Still mad with that idiot, and that idiot's still mad at me.
Yeah,
still sitting there flopping around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference in being actually to look and see at some of these popular ideas, like cord cutting. It doesn't actually do what we want it to do. So you have to be kind of stealth. Careful. Clean it out and get the, you know, there's a whole protocol and cleanup system there. And like you said, and then you clean up where it came in, but clean up the aura too.
Damage.
So yeah,
or the anything left over that, you know, they don't want to keep anymore, and they don't know why it's there, I guess. But everybody,
because if you just cut it,
we're talking about, I think, you know, like we've kind of transitioned into talking about like a pretty, I mean, I would call it like something people learn about within a couple years of studying this. So it's kind of a bigger, oh, my mom just wrote me. She's going to keep writing. Oh my gosh. Please don't write me. I muted everything, but I can't mute that.
Isn't that interesting? We're talking about her parents.
She felt me talking about her. I said,
I'll tell you this. Anytime I'm in a reading with somebody and they're working on a relationship space or something, I don't tell people date or don't date this person or that person. I'll read your energy to the other person's and then relationship space in between. If there's a cord that's problematic, I can help them clear that out. I tell you, like, seriously, 90% of the time, that person calls while we're still on the Zoom.
Wow, that's fun.
Because they can feel the shift.
About that. Yeah.
They can feel the shift. They're like, wait a minute, something's different. Or I just wanted to see if you're okay, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in training, in my early trainings in the 90s, early 2000s, and we're clearing cords, maybe with your mom or something. And during the break, like 3/4 of the room got phone calls from their mom.
Oh my God.
Middle of the day, you know, just all of a sudden, I'm just checking in. I was thinking about you. I want to make sure you're okay. It's like they can feel the difference. They can feel the shift. Yeah. So, you know, it worked.
Yeah, that's really cool. Wow, I love it. And with that, I mean, I'd like to say thank you for that little magic miracle, whatever, mom, Gords, Julia, for explaining it. And Julia, where can people find you? Tell us, let us know again, your URL to your website.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm at juliaharrell.com, H-A-R-R-E-L-L. I'm on all the socials. I have some reels out there, pro tips for spiritual seekers and ask a spiritual guide. I'll be creating some new things coming up on a new website. So it's going to have, I'm going to have a quiz on there. It should be out in a couple of days, actually. So you can take the quiz and see where your superpowers, where do your clairs, clairaudient, telepathy.
It's already going on. Yeah, exactly. I love that. I've got to take that. I'm going to take that quiz when it's up there. Let me know. And I'll also add a link to the quiz when it's up there, and I'll have your website up and then a link, and anything else she wants in there for you to know will be in there, like her social media and stuff. It's probably on her website though. And I follow her. I love her content too. So, and I also want to thank Everclear. Everclear is our sponsor. Everclear is an advice app, and you can get advice from psychics and empaths to get the clarity you need to create the life you deserve. And I'm an advisor on Everclear under the name Lisa P, L-E-E-S-A-P. And lastly, Julia, do you have any advice to anyone really going through it, really psychic going through it, with the waking up or reawakening, whatever they prefer to call it themselves, and they know it's happening, but they don't know how to deal with it, and they're angry?
You're more powerful than you know. So if we're just getting stuck in the problem, we can't solve the problem in the same energy as the problem. If you remember who you are as the divine soul that you are and all your experiences that you've had, this is just but a blip. You know, you're way more powerful than you realize.
This too shall pass if I want it to, right? Or if I will let it. Maybe. You're right. Thank you for that beautiful advice. And with that, I would like to say thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And listeners and watchers, we love you. She loves you. I love you. I said so. She's shy about saying she loves you. No, I'm just kidding.
I love you.
Like
too.
All those dudes. No, no, we love you and have a wonderful time expanding your minds. We hope this podcast helps anyone who is just feeling this for the first time. We hope you find this podcast because of these backgrounds. Because isn't that what's happening? Thank you so much, and peace out. Bye.
Thank you.